Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'm talking reindeer. The magic of the holidays captures kids of all ages, just as Sarah Prescott. The cattlewoman, wife, and mother wears another hat 1 month out of the year. That's when she, along with her husband Michael and children, Madison, Emma, and Carter, play Santa's Little Helpers by giving visitors an up-close look at reindeer at Prescott Family Reindeer Farm. "I hate the term petting zoo," Sarah says. "We want it to be an educational opportunity for people to see our animals and learn about them and learn their names. People come and ask, 'Where's Tiny Tim?' They connect with those animals and learn along the way." For the Prescotts, showing guests how things are done down on the farm is nothing new. When they're not taking care of reindeer, during the holiday season, Sarah and Michael's primary job is running cooperator cattle herd and raising calves for customers across the country who want to improve the quality and quantity of their own stock. Before they moved to the Ozarks, the family lived in central Illinois, where in addition to raising cattle on 600 acres of leased land, they worked with Chicagoland homemakers, bloggers, and chefs to educate them on where their food comes from, or more specifically, how beef is raised. "We practically lived in our vehicles," Sarah recalls. "As we got bigger, we realized we were either going to have to downsize or find a place of our own. We fell in love with the little town of Van Zandt, but before leaving the land of Lincoln, Sarah visited a reindeer farm and became enchanted with the unique animals. That's where the 5-year journey started, because reindeer are extremely hard to get," Sarah adds. "You can't just go to the sale barn and pick one up." With an estimated total of fewer than 500 animals in the lower 48 states, reindeer rearing is a rare science and art. The family relies on breeders and fellow members of the Reindeer Farmers Association as mentors. The more research the Prescotts did, the more they were drawn into the enchanting world of reindeer. "It's almost like having another big dog. They're so friendly," Sarah notes. Her kids feed a mini herd, 5, including Tinsel, Noel, Winter, Snowflake, and Mistletoe. Beyond education, Sarah says the farm strives to provide a full Christmas experience, which families can enjoy every year. Visitors to the farm can meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, or write the jolly old elf a letter, enjoy some hot cocoa, make holiday crafts, and find plenty of photo opportunities. Now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What did the beaver say to the Christmas tree? "Nice gnawing you." With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.